Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. Babasahin ko po yung verse 6 and 7, then we're going to pray. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. Verse 6, the Bible says, "But now had he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second." Shall we pray? Ama naming Diyos po na dakila po sa lahat na nasa langit, salamat po muli sa panibagong araw na ibinigay niyo po sa amin upang makapagtipon po kami, makapag-aral po ng inyong pong salita. Ama, patawad po sa amin pong mga kasalanan na nagawa laban po sa inyo kung paano po namin nilabag ang inyong pong mga kautusan. We pray na patawarin niyo po kami. At I pray po, Ama, na sa umagang ito, ang Banal na Espiritu po ang mangilos, magpaunawa po sa amin ang inyong pong salita. Tulungan niyo kami na makita ang katotohanan ng mga salita po ninyo at ma-i-apply po namin ito sa aming pong pang-araw-araw na buhay. Tulungan niyo kami, Ama. At kung sa aming kalagitnaan po ay meron pong ilan na hindi ligtas, kayo po ang magpaunawa po sa kanila ng paraan ng kaligtasan. Sa ngalan po ng aming Panginoong Jesucristo. Amen. Now, pinag-aaralan po natin, nakalipas po na pinag-aaralan natin na ang ating pong Panginoong Jesucristo ay higit kesa po sa mga Levitical na pare, Levitical priest. At nakita natin po yung mga dahilan. At sa pagtatapos po ng chapter 8, isa pong bahagi na makikita po ninyo ay kung paano ipinakita po ni Apostol Pablo na kung paano yung ikalawang kasunduan or the second covenant or the old or the first covenant or the new covenant would replace or overthrow the old covenant or the first covenant. Now, pag sinabi pong covenant sa Bible, ito po yung agreement or promise. It's also translated in many passages in the New Testament. Yung word na covenant from the original is tinranslate din siya into testament. Merong Old Testament and New Testament. Pero pag sinabing agreement or covenant, it means agreement and or a promise. Halimbawa, kapag ka merong milyonaryo yung mamatay, anong ginagawa nila? Last will testament. An agreement na pag ako'y namatay, kay Bugoy, lahat ng aking yaman. So, ganun ang covenant. So, and in the Bible, in the chapter 8 of book of Hebrews, Paul emphasized the old covenant. Now, ano ba yung old covenant dito? Old covenant was made with Israel. Tingnan niyo po ang verse number 9. Na not according to the covenant, that's the old covenant or the first covenant, that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt because they continued not in my covenant and I regarded them not, said the Lord. This is the old covenant. This is the first covenant nung lumabas ang bansang Israel sa pag-aalipin ng bansang Ehipto at sila'y nasa wilderness, ang Panginoon ay nagbigay sa kanya sa pamamagitan ni Moises ng covenant, ng kasunduan. At iyon ay makikita natin po in the Pentateuch kung paano nilatag po ng Panginoon ang Old Covenant. At itong Old Covenant, hindi ito sinunod ng bansang Israel. Mapapansin nyo sa verse number 9, because they continued not in my covenant. They continued not in my covenant. The Old Covenant was made to the nation Israel, but the problem is, ang Israel, hindi sila nagpatuloy doon. Hindi nila sinunod yung kasunduan nila sa ating Panginoon. And that's why, mapapansin niyo po dito in verse number 8, in verse number 7, if the first covenant had been faultless, hindi po ibig sabihin nito na merong imperfection ang Old Covenant. No, it doesn't mean like that. Ang ibig sabihin po nito, yung pong mga tao na pinagbigyan ng Old Covenant, hindi nila masunod yun. Hindi nila ma-attain yung holy requirement or perfect requirement po ng Old Covenant. And that's why Paul said they continued not in that covenant. The nation Israel didn't continue in that covenant. And also, mapapansin niyo po dito, in verse 7, For if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place had been sought for the second. Kung yung old covenant ay faultless, ay wala kang makikita kapunahan doon. Walang kailangan na palitan, walang kailangan na second covenant na ipalit para doon. Pero mapapansin nyo in verse number 8, for finding fault with them, for finding fault with them, yung pong mga tao, the nation Israel, they didn't follow or obey the old covenant. They have fault for finding fault with them, sa mga tao. Hindi po yung tinutukoy ditong hindi faultless ay yung old covenant. Because alam natin, there's no imperfection sa binigay na Diyos ng old covenant. But the problem is with the people. Hindi nila masunod yung holy requirement. Alam natin po na ang old covenant po requires perfect obedience. And that's the problem. Dahil ang bansang Israel, katulad nating mga taong makasalanan, we cannot have perfect obedience sa kautusan ng Panginoon. Now, tingnan niyo po quickly in James chapter 2. In James chapter 2, verse 20. In James chapter 2, verse 20. James 2:20. James chapter 2, verse 20. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of it all. Am I right with that?
3:20.
I'm sorry. James chapter 2 verse 10. Mayroon typographical error po. James chapter 2 verse 10. Sorry. For whosoever shall keep the whole law or the old covenant, if you keep the old covenant 99%, but ye offend, yet offend in one point, he is guilty of it all. That's the problem with the old covenant. It requires perfect obedience. Hindi ibig sabihin, ang old covenant is nire-require lang niya, katulad ng dito sa Pilipinas, ang passing grade is 75%. Halimbawa, pwede ba, Brad, na dun sa Ten Commandments ay 7 lamang yung susundin ko? Or 8 lamang yung susundin ko? Passing grade? Hindi po. Kailangan mong sundin yung 10. Kasi kung hindi mo masusunod, ang sabi ni James, kung hindi mo masusunod ang buong batas, you obey it perfectly, you are guilty of it all. And that's the problem with the old covenant. Not in the old covenant, but the people cannot obey it. Right. Cannot abide on its requirement. Kaya binabanggit dito ni Pablo na meron, bakit kung hindi faultless yung first covenant, bakit pa kailangan na magkaroon ng second covenant? Now, also, mapapansin niyo po dito, the old covenant cannot make men righteous, but instead, it can only condemn them. That's the problem with the old covenant. Hindi niya kayang iligtas ang isang tao, hindi niya kayang gawin na matuwid ang isang tao na kahit ang isang tao ay patuloy na sumusunod sa batas ng Diyos, the old covenant, katulad ng ginagawa ng Seventh-day Adventism, akala nila yun ang magpapatuwid sa kanila sa harap ng Panginoon. No. Dahil yung paggawa ng batas ng Diyos ay pang-external lamang. And it cannot make you righteous before God. Ngunit, it would only condemn you. Dahil ang sabi ng Galatians chapter 3, tingnan niyo po, ang old covenant or the law na binigay ng Diyos sa atin, ito ay magtuturo lamang sa atin sa ating Panginoong Kristo. Kung hindi kayang iligtas or gawin tayong matuwid ng batas, ibig ba sabihin, Brother RG, kailangan na natin itapon? Wala na bang silbi ang batas sa ating panahon? No. Napakalaki po ang papel ng batas, ng old covenant, sa atin po, especially sa pag-aakay po ng pag-witness po sa maraming tao. Napakalaga na makita nila po yung batas. Mm-hmm. Dahil ang batas po, katulad ng sinabi ni Paul sa Galatians chapter 3, in verse 24 and 25, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster
to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith.
Right.
The law is the schoolmaster. Mm-hmm. Ang schoolmaster po is ito yung tagasundo. Yung kumbaga, merong eskwela na nasa tahanan, siya yung maghahatid sa teacher niya sa lugar ng kanyang pinag-aaralan.
Mm-hmm.
Parang school bus. Mm-hmm. Parang service niya sa school. Ganun yung schoolmaster. Ang batas ang magdadala sa atin sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason kung bakit ibinigay ang batas. Pero yung batas itself, the law itself, it cannot make you righteous.
Mm-hmm.
It could only condemn you. Dahil nag-require ito ng perfect obedience. In verse 25, but after the faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Kung ikaw ay ligtas na, hindi mo na kailangan sumunod sa batas na yun. Ibig sabihin ba, Brother RJ, under pa ako ng mga ceremonial law? Kailangan ko pa bang gawin yung mga ceremonial law? Hindi na po.
Yeah.
Hindi na tayo bahagi po nun. And that's the old covenant in Hebrews chapter 8. Mapapansin nyo po, the things na mapapansin nyo dito. Una, ang old covenant, mainly ito po'y kasunduan ng Diyos sa bansang Israel. Also, ang problema, the nation Israel, even tayong mga makasalanan, we cannot abide. We cannot meet its holy requirement. That's the nature of us because we are sinners. And the reason kung bakit ibinigay ng Diyos ang batas sa bansa atin upang ipakita na tayo'y makasalanan. The reason kung bakit niya ibinigay sa atin ang batas to acknowledge na tayo'y makasalanan. Dahil tayo pong mga tao by nature, akala natin tayo ay mabuti.
Mm-hmm.
Akala natin tayo ay wala naman akong inaagabyadong tao. Wala naman akong ginagawang masama. Ako'y mabuti. Pero kung titingnan mo ang perpektong batas na binigay ng Diyos, doon mo makikita sa salamin na ikaw ay marungis.
That's right.
At yun ang magdadala sa'yo sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo. At hindi ka pwede bilang makasalanan. You cannot come to Christ kung hindi mo i-acknowledge na ikaw ay makasalanan.
Right, exactly.
And that's the purpose of the law. Na makita mo sa batas, thou shall not kill. Thou shall not have any other graven, thou shall not make any graven images. Doon mo makikita, ay, idolater pala ako. Tama na ako yung makasalanan. Maghanap ako ng tagapagligtas kasi alam ko,
right,
ang aking patutunguhan ay impyerno dahil yun ang kabayaran ng aking kasalanan. You see the purpose of the law?
Man.
Pero ang problema sa old covenant, it cannot make man righteous.
Okay.
Kung ang batas ang pagtitiwalaan mo ng iyong kaligtasan, no, you cannot be saved. And that's the problem with the recipient of this episode. They tend na bumalik doon sa kanilang lumang pananampalataya. Mm-hmm. Kaya sabi dito ni Pablo, kung faultless, for if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. But the problem is, there is a problem. Not with the law, not with the old covenant, but with the people. That's why, in verse number 10, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all shall know me from the least to the greatest. For I will be a merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. And this is the new covenant. Actually, yan po ay kinote Apostle Pablo from Jeremiah 31:31-34. So kung titingnan niyo po, ang new covenant pa rin po, hindi pa rin po yan directly para sa atin. Yan po ay para sa bansang Israel. This covenant will be fulfilled in the millennium. Pagdating po ng pagkakataon na ma-acknowledge ng bansang Israel na, wait, ang hindi namin pinaniwalaan ang Panginoong Jesucristo, ang aming Messiah. We will repent. At yan po yung mangyayari. Yung covenant na to in the future, sa the nation Israel will repent, at sila po ay maliligtas as a nation. This is the prophecy na binanggit po ng Panginoon sa Book of Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Na ang pagka, tingnan nyo po quickly, in Jeremiah 33, to see the context of this this quotation ni Apostol Pablo, Jeremiah chapter 31, Jeremiah, pagkatapos po ng Isaiah, you will see Jeremiah, Jeremiah 31 verse 31 to 34, yan po yung quotation ni Paul in the book of Hebrews. Behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will make a covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. And that's the same quotation po na binasa natin sa book of Hebrews. But if you jump in Jeremiah 33, verse 14 to 16, this is the day kung saan gaganapin ng Diyos yung new covenant with the nation of Israel. Jeremiah 33, verse 14 to 16, basahin po natin ng sabay-sabay. Ready? Read.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name wherewith it shall be called, the Lord our righteousness.
So God will establish the new covenant with Israel when the Messiah comes and save the nation Israel. Sa pagbabalik ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. And also, if you go in Romans chapter 11, Apostle Paul confirmed it in his epistle sa book of Romans. Romans 11, 25 to 27. Romans chapter 11, verse 25 to 27. Ako na lamang po yung babasa. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins. That's the new covenant na mangyayari po sa hinaharap. Right now, hindi pa po ito nangyayari. Right. Dahil ang bansang Israel po, right now, as a nation, they reject ang ating pong Panginoong Jesucristo. Mm. Pero darating yung time, pagkatapos ng New Testament age, the church age, pagdating ni Antichrist at nakita ng bansang Israel na nireject nila ang tunay na Messiah, they will repent and they will be saved in the millennium. Uh-huh. And that's the new covenant. Now, anong relation nito, association nito, ng new covenant sa ating pong mga mananampalataya? Ibig ba sabihin, Brother RJ, wala na uli ako, wala tayong relationship doon? No. Tingnan niyo po in Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Even na yung new covenant is directly for the nation Israel, it doesn't mean, it is not associated with us, New Testament believers. In Matthew chapter 26, basahin po natin muli ng sabay-sabay. Matthew 26, verse 28. Ready? Read.
For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
Which is shed for many. This is the blood of the New Testament or the New Covenant, which is said for many for the remission of sin. Also in 2 Corinthians 3:6. 2 Corinthians 3:6. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6. Sabi ng Panginoon Jesucristo, this is the blood of the New Testament which is shed for many for the remission of sin. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Basahin po muli natin ang sabay-sabay. Ready? Read.
Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life.
And that's the testimony of Apostle Paul, who also had made us able ministers of the New Testament. Ministers of the New Testament, not of the letters, not according to the old covenant, but of the Spirit. Or the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Now, bilang mga mananampalataya, we are associated with this. Now, ang ibig sabihin nun, go back in Hebrews chapter 8. spiritually, you can be part of this new covenant. You can be part of this covenant kasi mapapansin nyo din po in Hebrews 8:6, but now, as we see na ang Panginoong Kristo ay great high priest, as our high priest, sabi doon, but now, had He, the Lord Jesus Christ, obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also He is the mediator of a better covenant, that's the second covenant, that's the New Testament, which was established upon better promises. Bilang mga mananampalataya in our time, even it's directly for the nation of Israel, spiritually, we can be part of the new covenant. Dahil mapapansin natin po, there are three things na binanggit po ang si Jeremiah and Apostle Paul about this new covenant. Kung ang old covenant is to make you, to condemn you, dahil we cannot abide sa perfect requirement or holy requirement ng old covenant, ano naman ang pagkakaiba ng new covenant? There are three things na mapapansin po kayo dito. Una, in verse number 10, ay mapapansin niyo po yun, binanggit ng Panginoon, I will put my law into their mind and write them in their hearts. Ito po yung literal na mapupulpil sa bansang Israel in the future, pero spiritually, it is happening today.
Amen.
There are group of people sa mundong ito that are part of the new covenant wherein God put His law into their mind and write it in their hearts. And that describes the new birth.
Amen.
If you are saved right now, God put His law into your minds.
Amen.
And write them into your hearts. Ito ang ibig sabihin po nito is kung isang tao ay pinanganak ng muli na kung saan tinanggap niya ang law of the Spirit of life according sa Romans chapter 8 verse 1 and 2. Kung paano ang isang tao alam niya na meron siyang, of course, ito yung pagkakataon na alam niyang gawin ang tama kumpara sa mali. Ito yung kalalagayan ng isang tao na siya may bagong buhay, ipinanganak namang muli, at yung law of the Spirit of life ay nasa kanya na. The Holy Spirit is in him. Na yung Holy Spirit ang magsasabi, magbibigay ng conviction sa isang Kristiyano, ito'y mali.
Right.
Ito'y hindi.
Man.
God put His law into their minds and write them in their heart. Hindi na katulad ng Old Covenant na isinulat ng Diyos sa bato. Ito'y isinulat na ng Diyos ang batas niya sa mga taong ligtas. Kaya po ang taong hindi ligtas, hindi nila alam gawin ang kalooban ng Diyos.
Right.
Because the law of God is not in their heart. And that's also one of the evidence of salvation.
Man.
If you are saved, you know ang kautusan ng Panginoon. Alam mo na sundin ang Diyos. Kasi mapapansin niyo po in the book of 1 John, tingnan niyo po in the book of 1 John, the evidence of salvation, 1 John chapter 2, verse number 3. And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandment. He that said, I know Him and keepeth not His commandment is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Siya na nagsasabi, ay, kilala ko ang Panginoon, pero hindi mo ginagawa ang kautusan ng Diyos, ikaw ay sinungaling. You are a liar according to John the Beloved. And that's the same thing. Ang isang mananampalatayang ligtas na kung saan bahagi siya ng new covenant, God put the law into their mind. Alam niya by nature, because the Holy Spirit, the divine nature is in Himself, na merong nagdidikta sa kanya, the Holy Spirit is convicting a saved person na gawin ang tama at hindi gawin ang mali. That's the difference. That's the new covenant. It describes new birth. It describes receiving the law of the Spirit of life. A divine nature in yourself. Do you have a divine nature sa buhay mo? Kasi ang isang tao ay merong old simple nature. Ito yung nagtuturo sa'yo na gawin at labagin ang batas ng Diyos. Lahat ng tao sa mundo ito ay meron.
Yep.
Pero ang isang taong ligtas na merong bahagi ng new covenant, merong divine nature sa kanya.
Right.
Divine nature. Meron ka ba niyan? Kasi kung wala, you are not part of the new covenant.
That's right.
The second thing here, not only that, in verse number 11, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. Hindi mo na kailangan turuan na yep. kilalanin mo ang Diyos.
Yep.
For all shall know me from the least to the greatest.
Amen.
The second part ng new covenant is men will personally know the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
If you are part of the new covenant, you personally know the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, I ask you right now, this is a good question. Do you personally know the Lord? I mean, not in your mind na mentally alam ang Panginoon, but do you personally know the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a personal relationship with Him?
Amen.
That's the difference. Sabi din doon na, I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people.
Amen.
Ang isang tao na ligtas, na bahagi ng new covenant, is ang Panginoon ang kanilang Diyos.
That's right.
Is the Lord is your God right now?
Mm.
Meaning, siya ba ang susunod sa iyong buhay? Or maybe you are still the God of yourself?
Mm.
That's the difference. Are you God's people? Sabi doon, ng new covenant, they shall be to me a people. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. Are you God's people? There is a danger. Dahil ang sabi ng Matthew chapter 7, darating yung pagkakataon in the end time, na maraming magsasabi sa Panginoon, 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 hindi ba ginawa namin yung mga bagay na to sa pangalan mo? Pero nung sabi ng Panginoon, depart from me, hindi ko kayo kilala. Ye doers of iniquity. Are you God's people right now? Kasi ang isang taong ligtas is bahagi siya ng taong, mga tao ng Diyos. Siya ay tao ng Diyos at ang Diyos ang kanilang Panginoon. Ang Panginoon ang kanilang Diyos. Also, we see here na kilala mo ang Panginoon. Kilala mo ang Panginoon. Just think about na kung ikaw ay nananalangin, alam mo, kilala mo ang Panginoon. There's a difference ng mentally alam mo ang isang bagay, alam mo merong Diyos because merong light of creation, pero yung kilala mo ang Panginoon personally, that's the difference. Na wala isang taong ligtas. Na wala isang taong ligtas. Do you personally know the Lord? I mean, katulad ng the way na kilala mo, Bugoy, anong pangalan ng nanay mo, mami mo?
Regine.
Regine. Ngayon, kilala ko na si Regine. Si Bugoy, kilala niya personally ang kanyang nanay.
Mm-hmm.
Ako, kilala ko na si nanay niya, si Regine. Pero, there's a difference.
Right.
Ang isang taong ligtas, katulad ni Bugoy, kilala niya ang kanyang nanay.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ako, kilala ko din yung kanyang nanay. Pero, you see the difference? Ang isang taong ligtas, personally, alam niya ang Panginoon. There is a relationship.
Man.
Abba, Father.
Yep.
Meron kang pagtawag na para kang anak na tumatawag sa Panginoon.
Amen.
Pero ang isang taong niligtas,
yep.
na kahit manalangin siya ng rosaryo kada gabi, kahit anong gawin niya na religious thing, walang ganun.
That's right.
Because that's the new covenant na binigay ng Diyos sa isang taong ligtas. And lastly, verse number 12, na bahagi ng new covenant, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. That's the new covenant. The new covenant is men's sins are entirely and forever forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. Ang question ko po right now, ang mga kasalanan mo ba ay napatawad na ng Diyos? Do you know na ang kasalanan mo ba ay pinatawad na ng Diyos? Hindi po ibig sabihin na ang Panginoong Kristo po ay namatay na sa krus. Hindi po ibig sabihin na ipinatawad na ang kasalanan mo. It's not the fault. Kailangan mong dumating sa lugar ng pagsisisi,
right.
lugar ng pananampalataya,
yep.
upang mapatawad ang iyong mga kasalanan.
Yeah.
Pero kung ang kasalanan mo ay hindi pa napapatawad, matakot ka dahil pagbabayaran mo yan sa dagat-dagatang ako. Pero ang isang taong bahagi ng new covenant, ang sabi ng Panginoon, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. Just think about that. Even tayo mga mananampalataya patuloy na unrighteous, God will be merciful to us. That's His agreement to us.
Yep.
Just think about that. He has an agreement to every believer that even you do unrighteous thing in your life, He is merciful to you. And our sins and our iniquities, He will remember it. He will not remember it anymore. Just think about that. It's all because of what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross. That's the new covenant. He is the mediator of a better covenant. In verse 13, in that He said, a new covenant He had made the first old. Now that which decayed and waxed old is ready to vanish. And that's the thing. Kung paano ang old covenant ay hindi tayo kayang gawing matuwid sa harapan ng Diyos. Pero ang new covenant na sa pamamagitan ng ating Panginoong Kristo ay pwede kang gawing matuwid sa harapan ng Diyos. Pwede mapatawad ang iyong mga kasalanan, makikilala mo na ang Panginoon, ang batas ng Diyos ay isusulat na sa iyong mga isipan at sa iyong puso, malalaman mo na kung ano ang paggawa ng kalooban ng Diyos. That's the new covenant. At kung para maging bahagi ng new covenant, kailangan mong magsisi sa iyong mga kasalanan. Kailangan mo makita sa pamamagitan ng lumang kasunduan, the old covenant, na ikaw ay makasalanan. Dahil ang sabi po ng old covenant, sabi po ng lumang batas, the law of Moses, huwag kang magnanakaw, huwag mong gagamitin ang pangalan ng Diyos sa walang kabuluhan, huwag kang gagawa ng mga bagay na inanyuan, huwag kang luluho doon, huwag kang maghahangad ng mga bagay na hindi sa iyo, huwag kang makikiapi. At kung meron mang mga doon sa Ten Commandment na sinuway ka at iba pang batas ng Diyos, yan ay sapat na upang itapon ka ng Diyos sa sandagat-dagatang apoy. Kailangan mong makita yan, yung iyong kasalanan sa pamamagitan ng batas, at kailangan mong ma-acknowledge na ang Diyos ay banal at ikaw ay makasalanan. Pag nakita mo yan, kailangan kang dumating sa lugar ng pagsisisi. Na Panginoon, tama ang iyong salita. Ginawa ko to, ginagawa ko to, patuloy ko tong ginagawa, mga kautusan mo, sinusuway ko, I acknowledge na sa pamamagitan ng batas, masama akong tao. At ikaw ay napakalinis at napakabuti. Kailangan mo dumating sa pagkakataon na yan. Kasi kung sa tingin mo, ikaw ay mabuti pa rin, ikaw ay matuwid pa rin, kala mo sa panisa sa sarili mo, ikaw ay gumagawa pa rin ng mabuti at katanggap-tanggap sa Panginoon, kailangan mong talikuran yan, yung self-righteousness mo. At kailangan mong dumating at magdumating sa ating Panginoon na makita mo, as you acknowledge na ikaw ay masama, na ikaw ay nararapat sa isang impyerno, doon ka hahanap ng tagapagligtas. Na Panginoon, I know, I acknowledge na ako'y patungo sa impyerno without any pagtatanggi, na walang anumang pagtatanggi, I acknowledge it, at kailangan ko, Panginoon, ng tagapagligtas. That's salvation. As you acknowledge your unrighteousness and your worthiness to go to a lake of fire, that's the time that you will see that you need a Savior.
Man, right.
Panginoon, I need a Savior. I believe what Christ did on the cross is sufficient to save. That's salvation. You can do that anytime. Pwede mong gawin yan anumang oras. At yan ay patuloy na inimbitasyon ng Panginoon sa iyo. Even right now, after the service, in the invitation, you can pray sa Panginoon. Panginoon, I acknowledge na ako'y napakasama. Without any reason, I acknowledge ako'y masama at ikaw ay banal. I acknowledge na ako'y nararapat na tumungo sa impyerno. Panginoon, kailangan ko ng tagapagligtas. I need your Son as my Savior. You can do that anytime. And you can be part of the new covenant. Kung saan ilalagay ng Diyos ang batas sa iyong puso. You would know how to do God's will. That's God's work in our lives as a Christian. God put His law in our heart. That's why we know ang kalooban ng Diyos. Kung paano gawin yun. At kilala natin ang Panginoon, and our sins are entirely and forever forgiven. You can, as an unbeliever, you can be part of that. As a Christian, that's something we need to rejoice. Amen. Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos po na makapangyarihan sa lahat, salamat po sa inyo pong salita. Salamat Ama dahil ang lumang kasunduan na binigay niyo sa bansang Israel ay walang kakayanan upang kami gawin matuwid, pero salamat sa aming Panginoong Kristo ang tagapamagitan ng bagong at higit na kasunduan na kung saan ang isang taong makasalanan ay pwedeng makilala kayo, mapatawad ng mga kasalanan, maging Diyos kayo ng kanilang buhay, at magkaroon, Panginoon, ng batas sa aming puso. Salamat, Panginoon, na kami kabahagi po nito. Sa ngalan ng aming Panginoong Kristo, amen.
Bigo natin ang ating ulo, pikit natin ang ating mga mata.
Brother Billy.